Most people don't know what's holding them back, but you do because you listen to me, Sam, your self-care guru and journal junkie. Welcome to Journal Entries, your safe place where you can tune in weekly to get tips, tricks, and journal prompts to uncover your feelings, gain clarity, and make your move. Hello, welcome back to Journal Entries. Today, I'm going to walk through 5 signs that you are stuck in mom mode, stuck in autopilot, essentially, because I don't think that we always know. I think that as moms, especially, there are so many times that we are just going through the motions. And sometimes it takes being lovingly called out to be like, whoa, I have slipped into this space where I don't know myself anymore, or I am just not prioritizing myself. And it is a slippery slope to not knowing yourself, to prioritizing your kids all the time, putting yourself on the back burner. And then truly, it's like you don't know what brings you joy anymore. You don't know what you like anymore. And honestly, this is not what we're going to be talking about, but that's why I ended up leaving my marriage. As soon as my son was born, I just had this like deep instinctual feeling. Is instinctual a word? I just had this feeling like, okay, I've been putting myself like last in my relationship, which I never even realized, but I was just constantly walking on eggshells and people pleasing, always making sure my partner and other people too were okay. And having my son, I was like, now he comes first. And so before, when it was just me and my ex-husband, it was just the two of us. And now with this son, I was now going to be last. And it just felt like this huge, like, no. That cannot happen. And I need to now speak up for myself because nobody else will. So anyways, today we are diving into how to know if you are stuck in mom mode. There are 5 specific signs. Last week, I caught myself that made me realize that I was in mom mode. I think that we can go in and out of mom mode. And last week, my mom had mentioned looking at the calendar and just looking at all of the Christmas events and holiday activities that were going on so that we didn't get to like January and be like, oh man, we missed this event or this happened and we didn't get to go this year. And she was mentioning some Christmas festivals that were going on. And most of them weren't like the Santa and hot chocolate ones. It was more like vendors for gift shopping and all of that. But my brain was immediately thinking about like, okay, going to these festivals, how many snacks would I need to bring for Griffin so that he wouldn't be hangry? And would Griffin be okay in the car because he gets sick sometimes in the car? So like distance wise, would he be okay? And all of these things. And then my mom casually mentioned that like, oh, by the way, your aunt could watch Griffin while we go. And it was like, I just snapped out of this haze. And thought, oh, right. I realized that like I'm not glued to my son and I can do things without him. For a minute, I truly completely forgot that I was allowed to. And I don't, maybe that's a single mom thing that I was just assuming like that nobody else can watch him. Like I wouldn't leave him home. It's just me and him. But it was so profound to be like, oh, yeah, I can go without him, even though it is a weekend. So this is an important topic because, like I said, mom mode sneaks up on us if we don't check ourselves. And it's not just about being busy. It is about that slippery slope of losing ourselves. And it affects our joy, our presence, the ability to feel patient with ourselves and with our kids, and not only to create more memories, but neurologically to form memories. That's when you feel like you don't remember what you ate for lunch yesterday, or you can't remember what you did last Christmas season with your family. This is why. And also, I think it's a perfect time to address this before the new year so that you can be patient and present during the moments that matter throughout this holiday season and set the tone going into the new year. Okay, so the 5 signs that you're in mom mode. The first is living by others' expectations. Let me paint a picture for you. You're exhausted. End of the day. scrolling Instagram and seeing another mom post about taking her kids to every holiday event in your area. Like I was just talking about with my mom. We were not going to all of them for sure. But suddenly you see this and you feel guilt because you haven't done the Christmas light show or the tree lighting or Santa's breakfast or the craft fair. So then you start planning all of the outings in the little time that you do have, not because your family loves them and you think that, you know, your kid will love them, but because you feel like you should. I almost did this, unrelated to the holidays, I almost did this with Griffin's school pictures this year. I did not get any of, I didn't order his school pictures because I feel like he's not really in school. He's in daycare. And I have other cute pictures of him. And it just honestly didn't seem like a priority. And yeah, like nothing lit me up about this. I was like, not a big deal. And I went into school picture day not really thinking that I was going to get these pictures. But then I started seeing other moms post their pictures on social media. And I started seeing even at the daycare, you could see like which parents got their pictures, like ordered the pictures. And I was like, oh, is this a thing? Everybody gets the pictures. And I started to be like, I need to do this. And I actually the other day, and by the way, it's November 16th when I'm recording this and school pictures were like, I don't know, 2 months ago at this point. And I still have saved the, what is it, Life Touch or whatever the brand is. I've been saving that pamphlet to be like, okay, I have to go on and do this. It's been on my to-do list. I finally went on the other day and I almost ordered. I was like picking out the bundles or whatever. I added it to my cart. And then I asked myself, I was like, do I want these? Am I doing this for me? Or am I doing this because I think that I should? Am I going to hang this picture up? And like literally, what am I going to do with this picture? I'm going to hide it. Not literally hide it. I'm going to put it in like all of the folder that I have with Griffin's other things. Like I'm literally going to do nothing with this picture. And so I'm like, no, I'm not going to do this. But it was the expectation that I felt like I should be doing this. That is the first thing of mom mode. Second is losing yourself in routines. This is tricky because routines are great and kids thrive in routines. My therapist once asked me, what do I like to do for fun? And other people have asked me this before too. And literally, I just blanked. I think my answers were just like default answers that I felt like were appropriate for my age. But I don't know, they weren't like real hobbies. However, I could list every activity that I felt like Griffin enjoys. I could list his favorite snacks, his favorite colors, even like his first favorite color was red, and then it was green, and then it was orange, and currently it's been blue for a really long time. I could list his favorite bedtime routine, but I could not immediately name one thing that brought me joy. This is what happens in mom mode. We get so caught up in the daily routines. Wake up, give breakfast to our kids. Sometimes we might eat it ourselves or we skip it ourselves as we get ready for the day. Curious if anyone can relate to that. And then school or daycare drop-offs, then work, then pickup, then dinner, then bedtime, and repeat. All of that just gets in the way that we don't even think about what brings us joy. We're running on autopilot, and that's not even considering the autopilot thoughts in our brains the whole entire time. And our own interests and hobbies and goals and desires and passions slowly fade into the background. So if you ever feel like, when was the last time I was inspired? Like, why do I just feel so blah? And like, what even lights me up? This is why. When was the last time you ever did something for you because you wanted to? Not because it was on the schedule or somebody else needed it or somebody else told you to do it. I am going to announce something at the very end of this podcast called Beyond Mom Mode. It's a free series that I'm going to be sharing. It's going to be so amazing. But in that free series, I'm going to be talking about this and how you can keep the routines because, like I said, they do work and they are really important. So how you can keep those while finding joy for yourself and prioritizing yourself. Okay, number three, the third reason that you are in mom mode, or the third thing that will tell you that you're in mom mode, is feeling guilty about your personal dreams. This is a big one, and I hear it from moms all of the time in my coaching. Things I have specifically heard: I want to start a business, but it feels selfish right now. Nothing brings me joy, but my kids and their interests demand all of my time at this stage in their lives. I feel like I don't have a purpose and would like to explore that, but my kids need me every second. And the last one, I'd love to take this course, but my nighttime routine takes up all of my energy. Here's a truth bomb. Your dreams and passions and the things that you want to do, whether it be that course or business or pursuing what your purpose may or may not be, does not need to be in competition with your kids and with being a good mom. In fact, pursuing your passions makes you a better mom because your kids will see what's possible and you're modeling self-worth. You are showing your kids what it looks like to pour into yourself so that you can have more energy. Even though it will take more time to do something for yourself, you're going to come back to your family and feel more energized, feel more inspired, and pour that into them. You're going to be more patient and excited to listen to their super long story that makes no sense compared to listening to that super long story that makes no sense after a long day at work where you're burnt out, did nothing for yourself, right? Same situation, but that 10 minutes or hour long class or whatever you did for you puts you in a different headspace that your kids will feel. And you're teaching them that this is a whole person. You're more than just a mom. They can sense when you're just a mom. And you're showing them what it's like to be more than a mom. On day three of Beyond Mom Mode, I'm going to give you some questions to help you spark your own joy based on your life now. I think a question that we get asked a lot is like, okay, well, what brought you joy before you were a mom? And yes, you can ask yourself that, but also recognize that you're a mom now. A lot has changed about our lives, our bodies, our minds, our friend groups. So I've got some really good, easy questions for you to think of that will spark your joy and get you to start thinking of what you might want to do now. The fourth thing that tells you that you might be in mom mode is missing moments while, quote unquote, doing it all. Okay, so picture this. Your kid is telling you about their day, but you are mentally planning dinner. Maybe you're even cooking dinner while your kid is telling you all of this, but you also are thinking about the emails that you need to check before bed, and you're making tomorrow's to-do list, and you're half listening to this kid's story because on the side of all this, you're like peeking over your shoulder, scrolling your phone. Right? You're just doing all of the things all the time. You've got half of a brain, if that. I call this present, but not present. You're there, but you're not there. Right? Your body is there. You're kind of listening, but your mind is everywhere else. And the irony is this. You and we are often multitasking and doing it all to create more time for our kids. We think that by doing a lot of things at once, we're like somehow saving time and, I don't know, making more time for ourselves, being more efficient, but we end up missing the real moments right in front of us. And also, when you're doing so much, do you ever feel like you really have more time, or do you just pile on more and more and more and more and you truly never get a break? Right? I used to be that person that was multitasking all the time, and I never once got to that place where I thought I would catch a break unless I scheduled a vacation for myself. In Beyond Mom Mode, we will talk about this and how to actually expand your time without sacrificing presence. Because believe it or not, you can have both. You can have calm days where you do get everything done and you're patient and present with your kids and you're going after your own goals and dreams without acting like a squirrely brain all the time and doing all the things all the time, doing it all. Last but not least, number five, the fifth reason that you might be in mom mode, is the joy blockers. These are the sneaky saboteurs that keep us stuck in mom mode. Not asking for help because, quote unquote, I should be able to do this myself. Your worthiness is attached to how much you can do or how much you can handle on your own. This came up in a workshop that I led this past week, and everybody chimed in after this one woman said that and how much they could relate to that, to the worthiness aspect of that. Another joy blocker is perfectionism on everything from like the perfectly packed lunch to send your kid to school with, or getting the ideal Christmas presents, even if you can't afford them, to strict routines that cause everybody more stress than more joy. The third joy blocker is overthinking galore. You overthink everything. You overthink your own to-do list. You overthink about other people. You overthink about what happened at work. You overthink expectations of being a mom. You overthink the activities that your kids are involved in, and so much more. It's exhausting. And lastly, avoiding saying no because you don't want to disappoint anybody. I remember a time, I actually shared this on one of my podcast episodes, where I bought Griffin a $30 toy in Target, not like a cute $5 thing, $2 thing, $30 in Target just to avoid a meltdown. That is mom mode in action. It's when we make choices from a place of avoidance rather than intention. The biggest joy blocker is believing that putting yourself last makes you a better mom. It means that you're a better mom. It means that you're this superhero. It means that your kids even recognize it. Do you think your kids recognize when you put yourself last? I don't think they do. And if they do, I don't think that they think you're a martyr because of it. I don't think they are like, wow, she just did that for me. If anything, I think they notice, wow, she's exhausted. Wow, she's really stressed. Griffin right now, he can tell when I'm in my frustrated voice and he says, Mommy, don't have your frustrated voice. I'm like, yeah, well, sometimes mommy is frustrated. If you have been nodding along to any of these signs, I want to finally personally invite you to Beyond Mom Mode. So this, again, is a free series right on my podcast, and it's starting December 2nd. It's a 5-day series where you're going to learn how to reprioritize your mind and day so that you can be present and fun, that fun mom, while also following your dreams and having something for yourself and having that joy for yourself. Specifically, you're going to learn how to expand your time, find ways to rediscover your spark, create meaningful memories without the overwhelm, and being present while pursuing your dreams. Plus, each day that you participate, I have a little homework assignment, totally optional, but if you do that, you'll be entered to win one of two $500 credits towards working with me in 2025. I'll explain more of that once the series starts. So this, again, will be hosted right here on the podcast, but if you click the link in the show notes and register on my website, you will get immediate access to my How to Start Journaling guide, More Than Just Gratitude. So good. Also, you'll get immediate access to my journal prompt archive with 100 journal prompts split up based on emotional goals. You'll also get my breakthrough blueprints for handling heavy emotions like overwhelm. I charge for those things and you are getting it all for free. So click the link in the show notes to register and you can start journaling now before we officially kick off on December 2nd to 6th. So to wrap up, know that being stuck in mom mode, it happens and it's not your fault, but staying there is a choice. So let's work together to help you be the fun mom, the present mom, while having something for yourself and actually feeling joy on a daily basis. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's journal entry. I love connecting with my listeners, so make sure you screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at samantha.s.says so I know you're listening. And don't forget to grab your free training and journal prompts at www.samanthapenkoff.com/podcast.